Thank you so much for that lovely introduction, Michelle. And also thank you to the CHPPD Caucus for inviting me to speak today. And I would also like to take the time to thank my co-presenters, Todd Scott of Michigan Trails and Greenways Alliance and Nikita Buckoy of City Connect Detroit in their absence. I have no disclosures to present at this time. And I would also wish to thank the University of Michigan Graduate Rackham School and the Detroit Food and Fitness Collaborative for their generous travel support. Now I have a question for everyone in the audience. How many of you have ever been to Detroit? Go ahead, raise your hands. How many of you have heard something negative about Detroit? I won't be offended. Okay, look around. Raise your hands again and look around. Okay. How many of you have heard something positive about Detroit? Okay. Well, if you have not heard something positive about Detroit, you're getting ready to. So, as we would say in the Motor City, buckle up, because of cars. For those of you that are bicycle enthusiasts, put your helmet on, because we are going to hear something wonderful about the city of Detroit before the end of this presentation. But first, we have to reflect on some of the negative things in the city of Detroit. In 1950, Detroit's population was over 1.8 million people, and since then the population has dropped to just under 700,000. And because of that population drop, we have seen a shift in our tax base because they have picked up and left the city as well. And Detroit, for multiple times, has ranked as one of the highest places for crime in the United States. As a matter of fact, in 2013, which is just last year, the city of Detroit had the same number of violent deaths, homicides, as the city of New York, which has 8 million people. So just let that, you know, let that settle in your brain for a moment. And I know that sometimes reading the comments of people on these articles is not the best idea because it'll just make you more upset, but I do have to share one Huffington Post commenter who said, "There is no way I would ever allow myself to be without a firearm in a city like this. The police cannot help you in Detroit when they will not even show up when you call 911. That is the view that some people have of the city of Detroit. And as a matter of fact, at one point, it did take over 58 minutes for a police or fire or ambulance to come to your house after you called 911. So our neighborhoods have blighted homes. As you saw in the last presentation, we rank second in abandoned homes per capita. We have stray dogs. We have broken sidewalks. So based on my statements, I know that the city of Detroit does look very bleak, but you are going to hear some wonderful and positive things about our city. In 2009, Detroit was one of what is now 6 food and fitness collaboratives funded across the country. Other collaboratives are in Massachusetts, New York City, Iowa, and California. And the Detroit Collaborative, we have over 40 organizations, including some national organizations, such as the AARP, the Henry Ford Health System, a local health system in the city of Detroit, Detroit City Government, and also many other local groups. And our work for the Detroit Food and Fitness Collaborative is over 3 work groups. One, the Active Living Work Group, which focuses on the built environment. The Food System Work Group, which focuses on our food systems in the city of Detroit. And the Schools Work Group, which focuses on the health and well-being of school students. And in particular, this presentation will focus on the Active Living Work Group. So how many of you have heard of Complete Streets before? That's good. Okay, so those of you that don't know what Complete Streets are, they are roadways that are planned, designed, constructed, and implemented for everyone's safety, whether that person is in a car, whether that person is riding a bicycle, whether they are in a wheelchair, handicapped, it doesn't matter how they are going from one part of the city to the next. The road is built for them. Now, how many of you have been walking around New Orleans, as a little aside? How many of you have enjoyed that walk around New Orleans? You approach a crosswalk and you don't know when it is your time to cross. You are looking to see where you're supposed to cross. Imagine if you were in a wheelchair and how many ramps you've approached that don't have the proper access for you. So that's what Complete Streets takes care of. And if I lived in New Orleans, I would be taking care of this here. And maybe that'll be my next challenge of coming here. So in Detroit, pedestrians were in danger. In 2009, the streets just were not meant for pedestrians. And I'm not sure if you can tell in this picture. Those are two people that are crossing a road in the midst of vehicles. So the Detroit Greenways Collaborative was founded recently in the 2000s, and they also just received their 501c3 status. And they have a vision to promote and build a network of greenways and bike lanes that connects people and places, improves the quality of life, and beautifies neighborhoods. And then also in 2010, the City of Detroit's Health Department received a grant from the state to implement Complete Streets. And we had three objectives. One was to form a coalition, the second was to educate the community of Complete Streets, and the third was to get a local ordinance passed. Now, both of these organizations have wonderful things that we would like to do for the city, but what happened when we started to engage our public? So the AARP, they were the ones who decided, they were gracious enough to spearhead our community events. And so through community engagement, we were able to understand the community's concerns, address their community needs first, and also get their buy-in. And these are pictures from our community events, and I would like to say that picture in the center is my grandmother. So what do we hear from community residents? One, we heard our streetlights are not working. So many places in the city of Detroit have streetlights that were not working. We heard there are weeds that are blocking our sidewalks. So you can see a little bit of a sidewalk there, but then you can see so much of the vacant land and properties that have been unmaintained, and so there are vacancy issues. There are too many stray dogs. I have never been bit by a dog, and I never want to either. And there are sometimes way too many stray dogs in the city of Detroit that you don't feel safe enough to get out and be physically active. And then another concern we heard was, I don't want my children walking in front of abandoned buildings. So as a part of our active living circles, we were able to advocate for changes in Detroit, and we have some successes to celebrate. With so many new lights being installed, we've installed just over 10,000 lights in the city of Detroit. We actually had a resident complain that the new LED lights were actually too bright in their neighborhood. So imagine going from darkness to brightness. I think there's a story about porridge in there where we need to get it just right. And we have made sure that our greenways and our bike lanes are also very well lit as people decide to go out and be physically active. We have had vacant properties that have been torn down, and we have made sure that those vacant properties, some of them are being prioritized around our greenways and our bike lanes as well. And also, the Detroit Future City Plan, which is a plan for the next 50 years in the city, has actually prioritized complete streets as a direction for the city. And specifically, it says to redefine corridors and create complete streets. Now, a little bit of the policy intervention. As I stated, the Detroit Complete Streets Coalition had an objective to pass a local ordinance. So to address community concerns, we have moved away from that cookie-cutter approach of Complete Streets, and we have made sure to incorporate things like lighting and planting strips and sidewalks in places that don't have sidewalks, and then getting also more resident input through our external non-motorized task force. And recently, a small delegation of residents and city employees were actually funded to go to Copenhagen, and they had a blast bicycling around. And when they came back, they decided that they were going to put the first buffered bike lane in the city of Detroit. So this is, you know, a great achievement considering where we came from. And I just received an email today that City Council is working on their final communication to get the ordinance to the Law Department and then hopefully to the Council floor. And so some of the progress to date, we have 158 bike lanes, 35 miles of complete streets, and 17 miles of greenways. And we are hoping to double those numbers by 2020. And what is the story of health, you know, we need health, right? We're at APHA. So as you see pictured here, this is Mike Neely of the East Side Riders. And he said to a documentary film crew, and he's quoted in saying that in 2005, I was 235 pounds. I was shooting insulin. I was on high blood pressure medication. I was just sick, he said. And after riding his bicycle every single day, he said that he didn't need to shoot up insulin, and his blood pressure went to a manageable level. And just to leave you with a few pictures of things in the city of Detroit, this is actually our governor riding on the DeQuindercut Greenway and youth riding on in a bike lane in Southwest Detroit. This is one of our unbuffered bike lanes, but we're hoping to get more of those buffered bike lanes in the city. Notice everyone's wearing helmets. And we have a pedestrian crossing safely on Woodward Avenue at the crosswalk. And then we also have one of my friends. His name is Leaping Larry. He's been in a wheelchair for years, but he likes to use his hand cycle. And when he's not on the ground, he likes to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. So just some final acknowledgments. The Detroit Food and Fitness Collaborative acknowledges all of our partners and our newly forming coalitions. The work that they are doing is saving lives in the city of Detroit. And here's our contact information if you would like to have more questions. Thank you. Yes, and a part of the ordinance is to make sure that when the city is redoing the roads, for instance, when they're taking up the roads and they're doing a lot of that street improvement, that they're putting down the bike lanes, because actually the cost is very negligible to add a bike lane to a road. And so, and just so that everyone understands, Detroit is 139 square miles. It is a vast city. There are cities that can fit in the city of Detroit. And so taking care of all of that road, all of those roads, is definitely a challenge. And then we also have a mix of city-owned roads, state-owned roads, and county-owned roads as well. Well, the City of Detroit, we have a blight task force that has been going around and prioritizing where they are going to clear-cut neighborhoods. So they're taking these large bulldozers and just tearing down multiple buildings at a time. As to whether or not that is helping people be more physically active, I can probably tell you in 5 years when I finish my degree, because that's the next step for me, to actually do some of that research, to see whether or not when we make these changes to the community, if people do feel safer to get out and be physically active. Okay, and just for those of you that are not familiar, we have a light rail project, M1 light rail, as I showed on Woodward Avenue. They're going to put a train-ish kind of thing. It's kind of like what you see here in New Orleans, the trolleys, streetcars. Yes, this is the first time in many years that we've had them. And we are hoping that they will be working together with Complete Streets. The streetcar, unfortunately, is only going to be approximately 2 miles or so up and down Woodward. We're hoping that this will spur further activity. And in terms of working with Complete Streets, there have been a lot of issues as to where the streetcars are going in the city of Detroit. And those that are actually in wheelchairs have a lot of issues with the streetcars because they of where they're running. And then if you think about how the grooves work, that they can't cross those grooves as safely as one would hope. So even though this is another form of public transportation, it's not always the best form for those of us that are able-bodied individuals. And we sometimes don't keep in mind that not everyone has the access or the abilities that some are able to enjoy. Yes, we do have a lot more groups forming. Actually, Mike Neely, the vice president of the East Side Riders, that is one of the new bicycling groups that are popping up in the city of Detroit. We also have one called Grown Men on Bikes. They call themselves GMOB. And they also are out there on the bicycles as well. We also have many critical mass bicycle rides. And I'm drawing a blank on the name right now. Tour Detroit is one of them, and then Slow Roll, thank you. Slow Roll is another one where people gather together and they are rolling slowly down the road. And this is not just for those that live in the city, but also those outside of the city. But we have seen that people who do live in the city of Detroit are indeed using these bike lanes and using these greenways. Yes, definitely. Dr. Wisdom. Yes, I can recall when Detroit Future City first did their plans, and as I said, this is a plan for the next 50 years of the city of Detroit. They had active living as a recreational use and solely recreation. They said, oh, bike lanes and greenways, that's for recreational use, not for transportation. And so as a part of the work that we've done through the Detroit Complete Streets Coalition, through Detroit Greenways Coalition, and Detroit Greenways Collaborative, we have made sure that we're telling Detroit Future City and those who are doing this plan that it's not just about recreation, but it's also about health, it's also about bringing wealth into our city, and that it's also about transportation, because so many of our residents don't have vehicles to get from point A to point B. In terms of what others can do to help support those efforts, there's so many things that you can do. Specifically, like Henry Ford Health Systems, they were able to submit a letter of support supporting the efforts of Complete Streets in the city of Detroit. And just to continue to advocate to our policymakers and to continue to bring health into the conversation, and that recreation goes hand in hand with health, but you have to make sure that you're looking at it with a health set of lenses on. And then also, I'll call everyone's attention, I have a guide to Complete Streets presented by the Detroit Complete Streets Coalition, and it's a very colorful guide. So please pick some up, as many as you would like. Thank you.
Thank you very much.